Green Valley Range.
Hi, is this Jerry?
No, let me find where he's at. I'll transfer you to him.
Cool, thank you.
No problem.
All right.
Green Valley Range, this is Jerry.
Hey, Jerry, this is Hashem with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Okay. How good. Are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Not bad. Almost off work here.
Okay.
I know you're busy. I didn't want to take up much of your time. I actually just wanted to follow up with you on a pre-approval that I sent out to the business a couple weeks back. I'm not sure if you had a chance to see it or not, but it was based off some working capital loan that you had done a couple years ago. Do you remember that?
I have never, ever had a working capital loan.
Oh, really?
Nope.
In January of 2014?
Nope. I've never borrowed anything against any business that I own.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Just here on the UCC filing. I don't know why not. This is Green Valley Range, right?
Yep, it is. Yes, it is. Hmm. I've owned it since the day it opened.
Really? And then nothing was done on it?
I've never done a working capital loan ever.
Really? Not even for like printers or anything?
Nope.
That's weird why I would be here then.
Yeah.
Be interesting. Do you ever intend on doing that?
I've recently looked into it. I sent a couple of apps out, but I'm not sure if I'm going to do it or not. It just depends on what the, you know.
What was it that you were kind of considering to do?
I was looking to borrow some capital to purchase some bulk ammunition.
Uh-huh. And it's not something that you were trying to go through, or did something like you didn't like something that they were offering?
I haven't got anything back yet, so I just recently did it. So.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Was it through a working capital company, I assume?
It was through, some financial company. I don't know.
On Deck or Can Capital or something like that.
No, it was actually a different name than that, and I don't have it in front of me because I'm not at that office where I have that. It was like W something funding or something like that.
Oh, okay, one of those.
Yep.
Okay, well, just to let you know, on our working capital programs, we actually have a match or beat policy.
Okay.
So, anything that you are offered or anything that you might be looking for, we'd probably be able to get you the best program in the industry. We've been around for 14 years, so we're pretty established. We're one of the first people to do working capital, and we're actually the only company that does working capital and equipment financing both.
Okay.
So, I kind of wanted to just, you know, circle back with you and see if you were looking to do something. So, I might have caught you at a good time here.
Yeah, so what you want to do is probably just send me some updated information to my email.
Sure.
And then once I get the other stuff, then I can call you and we can take a look at it.
Sure. What's a good email address for you?
You can send it to my personal one, which is Jerry, Jerry, T911, at Cox, COX.net.
So Jerry T911 at cox.net.
Yep.
Perfect. All right, I can go ahead and shoot that over to you. Do you have a couple minutes to kind of explain to me what you were looking to do? Or are you a little busy right now?
Yeah, I'm kind of in the middle of something, but basically I'm just looking to do a, you know, just basically a loan on you know, I mean, my average gross sales monthly are about 120 to 130,000.
Monthly?
Yes.
You are killing it.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot of money going in and a lot of money going out. Yeah, so
I'm sure it is, but
not a ton of profit there. But yeah, and we spend a lot on improving the building and firearm inventory and stuff like that. So
right. Oh, very nice. How does
we probably do about, I would say, almost 70 to 90,000 of that in credit cards.
Oh, okay. Stuff,
you know, debit, right. Visa through our processor.
Right.
And you know, we have about, I would say, close to 7,000 a month in reoccurring billing that we do for a club membership that we have.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's about where I am, but, you know, ammo is always hard to find, and usually when I can't find it, I have to buy a pretty big chunk, and right. It's tough sometimes to have that capital to do that.
Yeah, it is. I know cash flow gets tight sometimes.
It's always playing that game, you know, between lease and employees and, you know, upgrading stuff, but right. We fought it, and we've made it through for 4 years, so.
Right.
And we don't have any loans or liens or anything.
You don't even have any loans out?
None. Not a one.
Wow. I'm sorry, but I'm definitely going to have to work with you.
Okay.
You're giving me everything that I've wanted to hear that I've never heard from anyone.
Yeah. Well, I've been very lucky, just to say. So.
Yeah. Good for you. How long have you guys been in business?
4 years.
Oh, okay. Very nice. And are you the 100% owner?
100.
100. Very nice. And you have no loans out. That is pretty impressive.
No.
So what was the amount that you were actually looking for?
Just so I kind of we were probably looking at about 40 to 50,000.
Okay. 40 to 50,000. Okay, well, I mean, based on what you're telling me, the 40 to 50,000 should be flawless. How does your credit look? Good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Oh no, my personal credit is fine.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Business credit, I don't know that we have any. I mean,
yeah,
you know, when you don't borrow, it's kind of hard to get business credit. So,
right.
I mean, we have contracts with the government, so we get, you know, some stuff from them.
Right.
But not much.
Right. So when you buy the ammo in bulk, do you have some sort of a better return on your investment, I assume?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, if I can buy it in bulk at $10 a box and turn around and sell it at $17 or $18 a box, then,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what we've sold at the same price for 4 years. And
so. Right. Okay, very nice. And when did you have some sort of time frame of when you were looking to do this?
Probably pretty soon here, because now is about the time that I have to go to a show in December,
mm-hmm.
for one of my big distributors, and now is the time to, you know, to put my orders in for next year.
Right. Okay. Perfect. I mean, so far everything you're telling me is everything I want to hear. So you're looking for
some working. And probably. I mean, it's just basically to get us ahead of the game, so we're not always trying to play catch up with the ammo situation. Look, I could sell everything I have in inventory now and walk away with a lot, but you know, you always have to keep increasing your inventory to make sure it's on hand when your customers come in and want to buy it. So you're always playing that, you know, that game.
Right. And have you been growing year over year, or have you been pretty stable?
I can show you from originally when we started 3 years ago, we were lucky to be doing 20 to 25,000 a month.
Wow, good for you.
We've had a 10 to
wow.
You know, from last year to this year, we've had at least a 20% increase.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Luckily, I have a pretty nice POS system that shows all that stuff. A really nice graph.
Yeah.
But, you know, that means you pay more taxes, and you pay more this, and you pay more that.
Yeah, it all adds up.
It's going. I think this will actually probably wind up being one of the first years we actually will show a profit on the business.
Really? Wow, good for you.
Just because we take all our money and put it back into the business, you know, we bought probably $70,000 worth of machine guns this year.
Wow.
Where we were renting them before, so now we purchased our own and made our own. So,
gotcha.
We probably have at least 120 other firearms on our rental fleet.
So, wow, you guys are huge.
Yeah,
Wow.
Yeah, 12,000 square feet.
Wow, okay.
Plus another 7,000 square feet of training facility.
So, wow, good for you. Yeah, I'm definitely going to be sending you an email.
Okay.
Because this all looks great, and it all sounds great, and I need to have you. What I can do is shoot over the email to the one you just gave me right now. I mean, I assume you already probably sort of have documents put together, but in the email, I can go ahead and tell you. I can even tell you now also, but I'll throw it in the email as well. But what we take a look at are 6 months of your most recent bank statements.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take a look at the most recent tax return for the business.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, since you said you do 70 to 90,000 of credit cards per month, we're going to take a look at 4 months of your merchant statements, most recent merchant statements.
Not a problem.
If you have those together, you know, our process is really, really quick. Once you get those into me, within 24 hours, I'll usually have some sort of option for you.
Okay. Well, send me an email. Yeah. I have that stuff together.
Cool.
And, you know, I just don't want to throw it out there to 50 people to have.
No, I completely understand.
Account.
Yeah.
So,
no, I completely understand. I'll shoot the email over to you. You can take a look at it. You can check out our website, customer reviews or whatnot, you know, to kind of convince yourself. And then I'll follow back up with you either maybe tomorrow or Monday. Is that all right with you?
Sounds great.
All right. Perfect.
Okay.
Sounds good, Jerry.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Take care.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.